You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast from 1600 ESPN. It's the Gym Class with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on 1600 ESPN KGYM.
Happy Friday! Gym Class, taking it through the 3 o'clock hour. Here from the Eco Nutrition Studios in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, Eco Nutrition down in the Iowa River Landing in Coralville. Thank you very much to those great folks for helping us out here on the program. Got a great show coming up for you. We will have our Friday topic in the back half of the hour because the text line is back, ladies and gentlemen. That's the news of the day. So it's back to the good old 319-366-1600 for the text line. That is also the phone line as well, 319-366-1600, as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Also, some college athletic news today. Comings and goings. It is another edition of where is this school going to end up and realignment. On a lesser scale, though, but one that is going to dramatically impact at least one school in our state. So we will talk about that and a whole lot more here on a Friday edition of the program. As I mentioned, text line back, 319-366-1600, 319-366-1600. Phone line as well, 319-366-1600. Scott Unash with you. Isaac Elzinga on the other side of the glass. Mark Dukes from a sunny back porch in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids here today. I don't know if you had anything to do with the text line being reincarnated, but if you did, thank you, Isaac.
Not so much me, but it was more me telling other people who got the job done. But I will have my eye on it for the entire afternoon here in case it... I should know how to fix it if it does go kaput again.
Not going to,
but hopefully it doesn't get to that. That's not going to. That's what we'll say.
It's not going to happen. Not going to happen. Going to have your last chance to get signed up to possibly win tickets to the Indianapolis 500. The drawing will be coming up on Monday. We already have two folks that are into the drawing. We will put a third in today. Remind me to give you the answer, by the way. I will text it to you. How's that, Isaac?
That sounds good.
I will text you the answer. So we will have your chance to get into that drawing coming up one more time today here on the program. Coming your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker. And, Mark from the southwest side on a glorious Friday. How you doing?
Doing great, Scott, Isaac, everyone out there, and oh, the things that happen behind the scenes. If you only knew. I think Scott and I prepared for a couple different shows today based on the text lines operation. And thanks to Isaac and others who got that up and running. It's always important, but maybe even more so when we have our topic, because we get so many interactions from our listeners. And so we're going to go with that.
We're going to go with the original plan, which was not the plan we had an hour ago.
No. Well, I appreciate you guys being flexible. I tried to let you guys know the info as soon as I had it.
And we appreciate that. We appreciate that. So we will have our topic. And the topic for today, coming up in about 20, 25 minutes or so, we are going to, in celebration of what took place last weekend with the Tom Brady roast, which I believe was on, what was that, on Netflix? Yes, it was on Netflix. I did not see it, but many people did, said it was a hoot, depending on what side of the fence you are on. But who would you like to see in the sports world? Former athlete, somebody, an owner, anything, anyone that has anything to do with the world of sports, who would you like to see roasted? So we are going to talk about that coming up in the back half of the program here. Again, 319-366-1600. That is the text line, the refurbished text line, and our phone line as well. If you'd like to pick up the horn and give us a call at 319-366-1600. As we got a lot to get to before that, including an Evil's Hideaway scoreboard update. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. But Mark, some very interesting comings and goings, realignment news, and this, I guess, of the lesser variety. And I hate to say that because it's not a lesser variety for a school like a Missouri State or a Grand Canyon or the University of Seattle. This is a big day for these schools and these athletic departments because they are all picking up stakes and moving, I think especially for Missouri State because they are going in football from an FCS situation to an FBS situation now. As it was announced today in Springfield that Missouri State, starting in 2025-2026, is going to be joining Conference USA. So they will be leaving the Missouri Valley Football Conference and the Missouri Valley Conference as a member in good standing. So they will have one more year. If you're wondering about Grand Canyon University, which, of course, beat St. Mary's in the NCAA basketball tournament about a month and a half ago, they, along with the University of Seattle, are going to be moving to the West Coast Conference. Of course, BYU leaving the West Coast Conference. For basketball anyway, Washington State and Oregon State are going to be coming in at least for 2 years. What's going to happen after that? Who knows? Although I don't think they're going to put down permanent stakes as far as the West Coast Conference is concerned. But minor coming and going today in the world of college realignment, Mark.
Yeah, good luck if you can keep your conference scorecard up to date. Interesting developments, especially with Missouri State not only going to Conference USA. This is a challenge for Missouri State, certainly in a lot of respects. It was 4-7 last year in FCS football. But also, what will it mean? Now, this is going to happen effective July 20 of 25, that Missouri State moves to Conference USA. But what happens with the Missouri Valley Conference now? Is it weakened? Will it bring in? I don't know. I can't think of one school that is an obvious choice to bring in the Missouri Valley Conference right now. Maybe you have an idea out there, either listeners or Scott, Isaac, I don't know, but Missouri State is going to be joined by Delaware. Delaware.
The Blue Hens.
is going to join Conference USA as well. So this is really a spread out league, as many of them are. Missouri State, Delaware. You already have Jacksonville State, Sam Houston, Liberty, among others. So just the latest and not the last move in conference realignment.
I think the bigger question, Mark, and obviously this impacts you and I. This impacts the Missouri Valley Conference as far as basketball is concerned. The MVC, thought of as one of the high mid-majors, has not gotten more than one bid in the NCAA men's or women's basketball tournament for a while now. Had an opportunity to do so this past year with Indiana State, but in lieu of all the upsets that took place in the power conference tournaments, they did not get in, perhaps. And I know that played a part when Creighton left, when Wichita State left, Loyola left, and I'm sure it's played a part in when Missouri State, although their basketball team has not certainly been at that altitude that those other three schools have been over the last 20 years or so. They have had good teams at Missouri State. That obviously is certainly something that they have had over the last couple of decades or so. But how does this impact a UNI? We'll see. And I'd love to hear from you. 319-366-1600. I don't know if there's a school, Mark, that I would like to have join the Missouri Valley Conference. I think right now the number one priority for both the Missouri Valley in football and all the other sports, well, I say in football, because they are not members in the other sports, is to keep the Dakota schools right where they belong. Because if you lose North Dakota State and South Dakota State out of the Missouri Valley Football Conference, you're going to have a problem.
Couldn't have said it better. That's a crucial aspect to maintaining the vitality of this league, I think, at least in football. And, you know, Drake's a member in basketball, Division III in football. But, yeah, I don't know. We'll have some time to figure it out, and the Missouri Valley will as well in terms of who to bring in, if anybody, I guess, if anybody. But it's an interesting move for a Missouri Valley team to go to, you know, a Conference USA. Would that conference have two or three teams in NCAA tournament last year?
I would have to double check on that, but I think at least a couple.
Yeah.
I think a couple. I'm looking at it right now. Western Kentucky made it, and I think that may have been it. I think that may have been it from last year, but they have had multiple bids. 2373 on the text line. It's working, Isaac. It's working. Isn't St. Thomas in Minnesota Division I now? Yes, they are. Could they move into the Mo Valley? I'm just looking right now because I'm trying to recollect what league in basketball St. Thomas is in. Maybe they're still an independent at this point. Now, Murray State did move in. They will be a football school in the Valley coming up next year. So I don't believe UNI is going to play them, but they are going to be moving in. Like I said, right now I think the number one priority is just to keep the Dakotas in there. Now, they are not members in basketball, but maybe they will be someday. Maybe you go after them as full-time members. We'll see. St. Thomas is in the Summit League. The Summit League. They're in there with South Dakota and North Dakota State and North Dakota and South Dakota as far as basketball is concerned. 319-366-1600 as we come up on 317. And it's interesting because, Mark, you and I both, when we were talking multiple times earlier on today, we had the recollection that there was a lot of talk maybe around a decade ago about UNI and should the Panther football team go into the FBS ranks. And from talking with people in the know in Cedar Falls, it was a very close decision. Ultimately, UNI decided to stay in FCS. Then this was a time before a lot of the financial situations that are plaguing UNI and other schools similar size to the Panthers. This was before a lot of those quote-unquote problems started to creep up. I wonder if UNI is rethinking their situation now.
Possibly. I'm not sure that would have been wise, but I guess we'll never find out. I think UNI is perfectly placed in the Missouri Valley Conference, and I do recall that, and, you know, kind of wondered, you know, how that might pan out, but I guess we'll never know. And, you know, the Missouri Valley has some affiliate members in different sports, but you're talking about Northern Illinois. It's already in the MAC. They're not going to move. Western Michigan, same thing. Bowling Green. So I don't think those are possibilities. It'd be interesting to speculate in terms of what the Missouri Valley Conference will do.
9780 on the text line suggests Lindenwood. Interesting. Interesting. Let's go to Troy in Muscatine County wants to comment on this. Hi, Troy. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Great show as always. I go back to Coach Lehman on this program and others when he said that the mid-majors are kind of becoming JUCO programs. So for basketball, it makes total sense with remember the chair of the NCAA committee dissed Indiana State on their schedule. And to me, it's like mid-majors, they can't get anyone to play them. So it's gonna have them challenges keeping coaches. So I don't blame them for basketball. And for football, with them being a state school and no other D1s in Missouri, they probably have potential to grow. So that's the way I look at it from Missouri State's perspective.
I would agree. I would agree with those statements, Troy. Thanks for the call. Have a great weekend. Yeah, this is only going to help Missouri State. I mean, this is big. I mean, they've got the Missouri Tigers in state. They are the only two now D1 football programs. They got some very good D2 football programs. There are one double A. Can I just say one double A, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. There are one double A teams in the state of Missouri, Southeast Missouri State, SEMO. We know that here in the state of Iowa because they made an appearance a couple years ago. But, yeah, it's only going to help Missouri State. Now, is it going to help them as far as basketball is concerned? I think they get a better possibility of getting into an NCAA tournament. But ask Wichita State how that has gone lately. Ask Loyola how that has gone lately. Creighton, yeah. They've been fine in the Big East, but Creighton is a whole different situation. That's apples and oranges when you're talking about the Blue Jays and the size of their school and the metro that they recruit from. And for Missouri State, it's a good move financially. I think it's going to be a sound move, but you put a lot of pressure on the coaches now because, they're going to have to perform. They're going to have to take the recruiting and really step it up.
Yeah, even more so. I mean, we've talked about the many challenges that the UNIs out there face financially and otherwise with, scheduling FBS schools and the non-conference and road games to get money, the NIL and what have you. I mean, FBS and FCS are, kind of, there's a separation line, right? And a lot of the different sports, and maybe it ought to be even more separated. I don't know.
6429 with another suggestion. How about Omaha? Used to be Nebraska, Omaha. Now it is just Omaha. Much like used to be Missouri, Kansas City. Now it's Kansas City. They're relatively new to D1 other than hockey, but have facilities that would fit in. And that is a metro area. We'll see. We'll see. I think it's definitely a possibility. I think they're a Summit League team as well. I'd have to double check on that. Now, not only are we talking about this situation, Mark, with Missouri State, but you can also kind of translate this into a little bit about what Iowa State Athletic Director Jamie Pollard had to say last night. Some very interesting and poignant remarks that Jamie Pollard had. Basically coming from the fact that Iowa State University and the athletic department announcing that two projects that were going to be a full go are now not a full go. And that would be the new wrestling facility, I believe, which was going to be built in on the western side of Ames, and also some refurbishing to James H. Hilton Coliseum. Those two projects are now on hold. That is also a money situation. But I guess if you're talking about maybe Missouri State and Grand Canyon and Delaware and the University of Seattle, they're kind of playing with Chevettes and things like that. Not to say that Chevette is a bad car. Not saying that. Iowa State's playing with, the big boy cars and the higher level of cars and buildings. But they have kind of a similar situation that they're dealing with. And according to Jamie Pollard, that is why these two projects are on hold in Ames.
Yeah, Pollard's comments were quite interesting, I thought. And it was like, there's a... there's a separation wherever you want to draw the line, and that even in the Power Four conferences, and Iowa State, and some of the Big 12 is trying to, you know, keep its foothold in terms of finance. Yeah, they have a lot of money. But Pollard's basic, you know, comments were he didn't think it was possible to convince the state of Iowa to take out bonds for the wrestling facility. Yeah, that's well and good, but he also, and this on first blush, I thought he was blaming the Big Ten and SEC, and he made the comment that the college football playoffs are funneling all their money to the Big Ten and SEC. I don't know if that's the case or not, but I think the larger piece right now is that Iowa State and other schools are concerned about the uncertainty of the NIL antitrust suit that could cost the NCAA and its member schools a lot of money. And therefore, why are you going to go ahead and proceed with projects when you might face, you know, you got to pay up a lot of money? And, you know, he also made the comment, I think it's kind of a good one, and maybe where we're going to be leading in the next few years is, he said basically, you know, the Big Ten and the SEC and other they don't all need commissioners. And he pointed to the day there'll be one commissioner in college sports and maybe some deputies in other conferences, so to speak, because, you know, a lot of these conference commissioners are butting heads with one another to get the upper hand.
Now, it's not like Iowa State and the other Big 12 schools do not have cash. Let's be honest. Let's be honest. And there you have more coming in with more schools coming in, with the Arizonas coming in and Utah and Colorado. Yes, I know Oklahoma and Texas are leaving, but they're doing fine. But as Jamie Pollard points out, what's going to happen with those lawsuits? NIL continues to dig into the coffers of these schools. And he is, to a certain extent, right. The SEC and the Big Ten are going to get more money in the new college football playoff contract than the
Big
12 is. It's absolutely true. It's out there. Now, with that being said, and a couple of comments on the text line here, attest to this. Let's start with 6936. Iowa State should have tried to join the Big Ten when they had the opportunity. Well, it takes two to tango when you're talking about that. And I'm not sure the big
fans.
Go ahead. What's that?
That'll rankle the Cyclone fans.
And 6868 saying that Iowa State seems to have no problem dumping millions of dollars into the SciTown project. Sure, true. But that is also going to bring in a lot of revenue down the line for Iowa State with all of the shops and the retail and everything that is going into SciTown. So that's kind of comparing apples to oranges there as well. I mean, this is an on-campus facility improvement. And while they're different, they're similar. Does that make any sense, Isaac?
Yes, there was he made some comments yesterday about why SciTown is still going ahead as well, and that's getting put on hold. So he drew some differences as far as...
There are differences.
Yeah, there are differences as to why one's, you know, put on hold and one's not. It is unfortunate, though, that the wrestling facility is put on hold, especially considering Iowa State's coming off a really, really good wrestling season. So I think some Iowa State wrestling fans are rightly a little bit frustrated that we just had one of our highest finishes under Dresser, one of our most successful seasons, and doesn't seem like we're getting... There's been a couple missteps under Pollard with the wrestling program, with like Sanderson leaving, I think was a big point of contention when that happened, and now this.
And Kevin Dresser took the high road.
Right.
As he should. And good for him. I think that he's probably been told, okay, as of right now, this is the way it's going to be. Let's see what happens as far as these lawsuits are concerned. If everything comes out okay, we can still give the go-ahead. But, you know, it's eating in the back of his mind. Penn State, what they can do as far as their money is concerned.
Oklahoma State's going to be insane.
By the way, Thomas Gilman now an assistant coach for David Taylor at Oklahoma State. How much fun is that now? And then, you know, it's not lost on Iowa State that Iowa has a brand new wrestling room as well and a wrestling facility. So it's all about, it's an arms race, Mark. It is an arms race. And it's just a matter of how you play it with the monies that you have.
Yeah, and I think it's important to point out, and I don't know the answer, what must go through Board of Regents approval and what doesn't happen, you know, what a site town does, or, you know, I know the facility's doing whatnot, and I don't have an answer to that. So I'm throwing it out there not knowing, you know, the details on what needs to go through the Regents and what doesn't.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. So a lot of interesting news today, and there's going to be more down the line as far as this is concerned. Could we see some more conference realignment at that particular level, kind of at the lower level? And again, I hate saying lower level because I think it's does a disservice to those schools.
It is, though. It is.
It is, because they're not the Power Fours. They're not the Power Fours anymore. Cyclone Tim, thank you for weighing in today. Didn't Washington State build a brand-new stadium right before the Pac-12 blew up, and now they're deep in debt with less money to pay for it? Pollard is being somewhat prudent on the future. They did some they didn't build a brand-new stadium, but they kind of are doing what Vanderbilt is doing. They kind of are refurbishing their stadium, and, yeah, now Washington State has no place to go. And they're still looking. They're going to end up in the Mountain West. Or there may be another Pac-12 down the line. A new variation of the Pac-12 or the Pac-8. Or the Pac. You remember the Pac-8, Mark. You and I remember the Pac-8.
Very well.
Isaac has,
and the Big 8.
Yeah, Isaac has no clue what the Pac-8 was.
Well, I know the teams that were there, obviously.
There were no Arizona schools there.
I wasn't alive or paying close attention or anything like that.
Yeah. 319-366-1600. And we're going to get you to an Emil Sideway scoreboard update coming up here in just a moment or two. Want to give you an opportunity right now, though, to get into our drawing for the 4 general admission tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We will have that drawing coming up on Monday. Looking forward to that and making somebody's Memorial Day very, very happy. So we need one more entrant into that drawing, and we'll do it via an Indianapolis 500 trivia question that we have for you. 319-366-1600. We'll take the first correct answer. That's 319-366-1600 to today's question. And here it is. Who was the first driver? Who was the first driver in qualifications to post a 200-mile-per-hour lap? Who was the first driver to post a 200-mile-per-hour lap in qualifications? And if you answer that question, you will go into the drawing for the Indianapolis tickets that we will give away on Monday. Right now, Mark, we're going to be giving away an Emil Sideway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by Emil's, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. Great place to spend some time on the Mother's Day weekend. And they do a great job, and they help us out very, very much. What we got on the scoreboard?
I think without looking, I may know the answer. We'll see.
Oh.
College baseball. Mount Mercy has learned its destination in the NAIA National Tournament. The fourth seed Mustangs will face St. Francis of Illinois, the 5 regional seed, Monday at 11 a.m. in Lincoln, Nebraska. That site also includes overall #1 ranked Southeastern of Florida. In the American Rivers Conference baseball tournament out of Vets Stadium, Co defeated Buena Vista in the semifinals earlier today, 4-3, the Cohawks moving on to the conference championship game. And the well-traveled Rocky Lombardi, you know, Cedar Rapids, West Des Moines, Michigan State, Northern Illinois. At any rate, he has signed a free agent contract today with the Cincinnati Bengals. Lombardi is a quarterback by trade. The Bengals have three in camp. We'll see if he tries to make it as a quarterback or at some other position. And finally, Sean Burrows has died. The former number one draft pick of the San Diego Padres in 1998 died Thursday coaching his son's Little League game. Sean was 43.
That's a shame. That is a shame. Thank you for that. I want to let you know that, especially Cyclone fans, coming up on Monday, you can come see the street team as well as the Cyclone tailgate tour. That includes head coaches, Cy, and all kinds of Cyclone giveaways and swag. They're going to be at Vets Memorial Coliseum on the island in downtown Cedar Rapids. That is going to be from 5:30 until 7:30. There's going to be food and drink available. So see your favorite Cyclone folks over there. And that will be coming up on Monday. Before we find out who the winner is today, Mark, go ahead with your guess.
Well, Ralph in Riverside guessed Al Unser Jr. My guess is Ari Leyendyke.
Wrong and wrong. Now, Ari Leyendyke does have the fastest qualification of all time. 239 something miles per hour. And that was 95. That was, or 96. I'm sorry, 96. That was the last year of that particular engine. And they're not going to
Mears.
Go. They're not going to go that fast again. Not Rick Mears either.
Amen.
1977. And what is the correct answer, Isaac?
It'd be Tom Sneva. We got a lot of Andretti's on the text line, was a lot of guesses, or the call-in line, sorry. And our winner, the first one to get it right, was Matt.
Matt, congratulations. Yeah. So we got, I know Kevin was Wednesday, Steve yesterday?
Yes, I looked at them, yeah.
Kevin, Steve, and Matt, one of those folks.
Be sure you're listening Monday. Yep.
Be listening. All right, very good. Yeah, Tom Sneva went 200-plus miles per hour in 1977. His first two laps were over 200, and then he fell off a little bit. So his overall qualification was not over 200. That would come down the line, but he was the first one to go over 200 miles per hour. All right, 3:37, quick break, come back, get into our topic. What sports figure, athlete, somebody involved in sports would you like to see roasted by their peers on cable / streaming / network television? 319-366-1600. We will get into our Friday topic for you right after this.
Eastern Iowa weather from 1600 ESPN.
A fairly decent day on the way for us as we finish out the work week with mostly sunny skies. Highs will be into those lower 70s with winds staying rather light throughout this afternoon. However, as we do head throughout this evening, there is a chance for a stray isolated thundershower, but other than that, things should stay a little bit drier as we head into the rest of this weekend. With plenty of sunshine as we head throughout your Mother's Day weekend, highs into the lower 70s for Saturday, but we'll be jumping our way up in the upper 70s by the time we head towards Sunday. But then overnight, we'll be looking at our next chances for some showers passing through the area out ahead of a fairly wet weekend once again. I'm meteorologist Garrett Hyde, and that was a check of your latest Iowa's News Now with a first forecast.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, and the process is 100% online. To start your free online visit, go to hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy.
Scott Unash for your neighborhood Quick Star. And we are heading into the weekend. Going to be a beautiful Mother's Day weekend. Temperatures nice and pleasant in the 70s. What better to to get for Mother's Day weekend for the mom out there, the Nature's Touch ice cream. It's available in 1 gallon pails, $4.99, a limit of two, please, vanilla or chocolate. It is fresh from the Quick Trip Dairy up in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Perfect for your Mother's Day weekend activities. And also, while you're thinking of Quickstar, why not stop on by for some roasted whole chicken or tenders or bone-in chicken? They've got 8-piece tenders or 8-piece bone-in chicken. They're on special, and that is $9.99 every Wednesday. Hand-breaded jumbo tenders, and also, they've got roasted whole chicken hot and ready for any meal or meal prep. All that and much more available at your neighborhood Quickstar.
Just in time for grilling season, 1600 ESPN is giving you the chance to fill your freezer full of meat with our Meet and Greet contest. Today's winning code word is pellet. P-E-L-L-E-T, pellet. Enter that right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win $500 in meat. Plus, you'll also be entered for a chance at $5,000 as part of a national giveaway. Again, enter the word pellet right now at kgymradio.com for a chance to win.
You've got it all planned. Spring cleaning, then off to the landfill and recycling building on Saturday, right? Hang on. You need an appointment if you're coming Saturday. Don't have one? No dice, pal. So plan ahead with a Saturday appointment or bring your stuff to the landfill and recycling building on County Home Road Monday through Friday between 7 and 4. You never need an appointment on weekdays. Simplify spring cleaning. Visit the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency weekdays or make your Saturday appointment early. Details at solidwasteagency.org.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, June 13th. Alliant Energy Powerhouse. Tickets available at creventslive.com. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Back with you at 3:41 on a Friday edition of the Gym Class. Great, great suggestions for our roasters already coming in, or roasted people in the world of sports. And that's going to be our Friday topic here today. Who would you like to see roasted? 319-366-1600, a sports figure, an athlete, an owner, anyone associated with the world of sports. Of course, this coming from the Tom Brady roast that took place over the weekend. And, yeah, I know about 150 million people in sports radio and in podcasts around the country have been doing this, but we get our chance to do it. We got to have our opportunity to do it, right, Mark?
Yes, and local sports talk show hosts are not eligible.
The Isaac roast is off then. It's off.
I think I'm
It'd
pretty
be fun.
I'm pretty well, there'd be a lot of soccer jokes. I know that.
There would be a lot of soccer jokes. There would be.
Which I'm fine with. That's pretty much day to day for me anyway.
319-366-1600. And let's just dive right in here. Cyclone Tim coming up with some good ones. And yes, it posthumously, while they were around, it would have been. And they had some of these, Mark, for these two gentlemen. I mean, they weren't considered a roast, but they had some dinners that they had speakers come in. I attended one of those for Johnny Orr. Johnny would always come over to St. Andrews back in the day, and they would have a day of people coming in, friends of Johnny Orr, and kind of, you know, have some sort of a semblance of a roast. But Johnny Orr and Hayden Fry would be great ones.
It'd be a hoot, no doubt about it. And I'd ask people out there, which Iowa coach, or maybe Gary Barta, would you choose? We already got several here, but that's one thing I thought of. Would it be Barta or Ferentz or Fran or Bluder, or who would it be?
I think maybe Fran more than any of those. I can't really see a roast of Kirk Ferentz. I just can't see it. Norm Parker would have been good. Parker would have been excellent. The late, great former defensive coordinator for the Hawkeyes. Jim Walden would have been a great one. He would have been a great one. 9307 starting things here. Peyton or Eli Manning? I had both of them written down, especially Peyton, because he would have been a whole lot of fun. They go back and forth with each other during the Monday Night Football telecast, and when they hosted the College Bowl game show on NBC, it would be funny. Very good. It would be. It would be. 5791, Roger Goodell. Well, he'd just be busy hugging people.
Oh, would you rather do Roger or Rob Manfred?
Well, Roger has more stories. I think more bitterness would be toward Rob Manfred.
I suppose.
Yeah. 2373, Mark, is the one that first one I came up with.
No doubt about it, Charles Barkley.
That might be a three-part roast for Charles. There would be people lined up outside to go at Charles Barkley. And Charles would have rebuttal, too, which would be great. 319-366-1600. How about The Rock, says 7706, who also adds the Kirk Ferentz roast would be about as dry as the offense. Ba-dum-bum. Yeah, I'll let people go with that. The Brands Brothers says 8582. That one would not be on network television. Let's just say that. Oh, wow. Cyclone Tim says A.J. Foyt. Thank you. One of my favorites of all time, the great Anthony Joseph Foyt Jr. That would be fun. That would be fun. And AJ is just a treasure. It's an absolute treasure. Not only to the racing world, but he was into horses for a while. Anybody that has been pronounced dead three times in his life is a guy that should be roasted.
Exactly.
And that is not a lie. AJ Foyt was pronounced dead three times and came back three times. There you go.
Well, I thought a lot about college basketball coaches, and nobody I'd like to see roasted more than Kim Mulkey. And Calipari isn't far behind.
The Kim Mulkey roast. That would be fun. Oh, that would be fun. Everybody's going to be dressed up in brightly sequined colored costumes. Yeah, that would be good. 8582 with a good one there, Mark.
Yeah, Tom Izzo. I thought about him as well, and Patino, and college basketball kind of lends itself to those characters, and Izzo would be great. I think people like Izzo, but there's got to be so many stories about Tom.
Very true. Our friend 9843 says Jim Zabel, the late great Z, was roasted decades ago by Fry, Lute Olson, and others. The most hilarious one roasting him that night was George Raveling. George Raveling is one of the funniest people that you are ever going to run across. Very good sense of humor. And I do somewhat remember that particular evening. And I do remember that George Raveling was the big hit.
Like him or not, as a basketball coach, Raveling was funny. He's, his legacy and reading books and whatnot. I still follow him on social media, and he puts out a daily, thought of the day, and it's usually pretty terrific.
Yeah, very good. Just a tremendous man is George Raveling. A no holds barred roast of Stephen A. Smith, says 4570.
Amen.
Where Stephen A. does not get a chance to talk or scream or yell, that he just has to sit there and listen to everybody else. I think that's great. 319-366-1600. The world of pro wrestling. And this would be fun. And I would agree with 6429. And I don't even think Netflix could air the roast of the Nature Boy Ric Flair. And everything that he has done. If you have not seen the Ric Flair 30 for 30, even if you're not a wrestling fan, go watch it, because it is an eye opener. out there. So thank you, 6429, for that. Any on your sheet, Mark?
Well, I thought about our favorite sport, golf, and Tiger Woods and John Daly come to mind, but I think I'd like to see a roast of Brandel Chamblee.
Who, by the way, is going to be the lead analyst for the U.S. Open. Did you read that?
I did. He's got a 25-word limit.
Yeah. If you thought Johnny Miller was tough on the guys, wait till Brandel Chamblee gets there. I think Tiger would be a very interesting roast subject. Phil would be really good as well.
Mm-hmm.
That would be another one that I think would be terrific. I am going to throw out there Christian Laettner. You like that, Isaac?
Yes, there's a lot of people who are not fans, so I think that'd be pretty successful.
I think Christian Laettner would be a great subject of a roast by his Duke teammates as well as others in the college and professional basketball world. I think it would be good. 319-366-1600. I have a couple closer to home, Mark.
All right.
How about the most popular guest that we have on this program? How about the Mark Ironside roast?
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great. And I think Mark would be a good sport, and I think he would welcome it. If I see him tonight, I'm going to ask Mark if he would like to be. We talked about roasting sports people. Would you like to be the man that gets roasted? I think he'd be all for it.
And there's many that would contribute, I think, including the two of us.
Very true. Very true. And then we would run. we would run. In that same vein, how about former Hawkeye football player Matt Roth?
Sure.
He was a very interesting cat. You could say any University of Iowa wrestler back in the day, I think, and, you know, besides the Brands brothers, maybe the most fun would may be Royce Alger, but I don't think that one would be suitable for anyone when some of those stories got told.
No, Alger, Randy Lewis, on and on and on. That's wrestlers are a different beloved breed.
John says LeBron James. There you go. That'd be another one. I think, you know, maybe down the line a little bit, if these things keep coming up, if Brady was roasted, you got to think LeBron James is going to be roasted somewhere. Yeah,
I think so, too. We haven't touched on many in baseball. How about Angel Hernandez?
I had Angel Hernandez written down. I had him written down right there. Yep, I would agree on that. Also, how about he's in the world of sports, but he is not a former athlete back in the day. But how about Jerry Jones?
Oh, yeah.
I think Jerry Jones would be an interesting subject. I also wrote down Joe Namath.
Nice.
I think that would be very controversial. Do we have one on the phone line there, Isaac?
You just want to throw out Ronnie Harmon as one for him.
Oh. Names.
I'll contribute.
Yeah, Mark can contribute to that one. Oh, yeah. Let's see.
Isaac have anything?
I thought Travis Kelce might be fun just because there's a lot of crossover as far as like pop culture.
Kelce
would
be
that.
Good.
I think he'd be a good sport about it too.
Yeah.
How about both Kelces?
Just throw
both Kelces up there and see what happens. 7706 is our friend Landon Castle from in town. Bob Uecker, 9307. Ding, ding, ding. Way to go. I did not even think of you, but that would be good.
He'd be good-natured about it, too.
Yes, he would. Yes, he would. Dolphin Eddie Podolak says 5791.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with that. Some good ones coming down here. We do need to take a break. We'll come back with a few more here, so stick with us. Our Friday topic, who would you like to see in the sports world have a roast in their behalf? 319-366-1600. Quick break. We'll come back and wrap things up after this.
Have you ever seen a painting you love? Like a beautiful landscape with majestic snow-capped mountains, deep green pine trees surrounding a tall rock ledge, with a waterfall falling into a deep blue lake? I always wished I could paint scenes like that, but I had no talent and couldn't even draw a stick figure. But my life changed when I learned a simple 400-year-old technique from the old masters. In no time at all, I was doing beautiful paintings, thanks to PaintByNote.com.
Hi, my name is Eric Rhodes, inventor of the Paint by Note system. I had no talent, yet today my paintings are selling in art galleries. With my Paint by Note method, I can teach anyone to paint. I've taught thousands, and I can teach you too. I guarantee it. Soon, you'll be impressing your friends with your beautiful paintings. I'd like to give you a free lesson to prove it. No credit card required. Just go to PaintByNote.com. Like a music note, Paint by Note. For your free lesson, go to PaintByNote.com.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
Back with you about a minute and a half remaining here. Mark, I'm going to go into the lightning round here, throw some that we've gotten during the break here. Deion Sanders says Richard. Very good one right there. A couple people saying Isaiah Thomas. That would be another good one. I'm not sure about the roast of Todd Licklider. I don't know if that's going to go over really well. Isaac does not like that idea either. And George Brett would be a good one, 5268. How about this? Bob Uecker was a winner, and I think this is the other winner, and I didn't think of this one. Shame on us. 6921 saying Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he was on my list. Dennis Rodman also being thrown out there as well. So
John had that one.
Great stuff.
Yeah, that would be there would be some very, very good ones, certainly, if you could put all this up. Maybe that's going to be a Netflix series going on from here. We'll have to wait and see. A-Rod, Jerry Jones. Yep, we had those a little bit earlier on. And have a great Mother's Day weekend, everybody. And we will be back with you coming up on Monday at 3 o'clock. And stay tuned. Spencer on Sports coming your way next. We got the Knicks and the Pacers coming up tonight for you. NBA playoff action. A lot of NBA. Some baseball over the weekend as well. Mark, talk to you Monday.
Sounds great. Talk then.
You've been listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Technology helps keep everyone comfortable with a smart thermostat.
Turn temperature down.
Temperature down.
Turn temperature up.
Temperature up.
But to keep everyone on your team working comfortably, you need more than technology. You need CDW to custom configure Dell Client Solutions devices, adapt